This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
As Americans turn the corner towards the final presidential debate on Wednesday, the election circus has devolved into personal attacks and character assassination rather than any real focus on the issues plaguing the United States.
The media outlets did not even attempt to confirm the most basic facts, because even a simple investigation would have shown that these were nothing more than false smears.
Facing an avalanche of new accusations from women who are coming forward to claim he kissed and fondled them. Six women are going public today with stories that echo what Trump himself said in that notorious hot mic video.
He called this woman Miss Piggy. Her name is Alicia Machado.
Trump spoke out about those claims on Fox News.
And she was the worst we ever had. The worst, the absolute worst. And, you know, she gained a massive amount of weight, and it was a real problem.
Regardless of the fact that Obama's unconstitutional open border policy is quietly responsible for killing as many as 7,500 Americans every year, 20 on average per day, due to the hordes of illegal drivers flooding the roads, while Obama creates a pilot program to have Americans pay for Syrian refugees to come to the United States and move into our homes. Regardless of the fact that food stamp participation has increased by 78% over the past 10 years, regardless of the fact that Obama and Hillary's new Cold War rhetoric, amplified by a suicidal mainstream media, has obliterated any shred of integrity 6% of Americans still think cable-fed propaganda media has, after polls revealed America is almost completely done with the mainstream media. Mainstream media's stranglehold of propaganda, desperation, and damage was palpable on the campaign trail, as if its demise was what truly concerns Americans, but obviously has panicked the ruling elite.
He doesn't have the temperament, he doesn't have the knowledge, he doesn't seem to have the interest in acquiring the knowledge or the basic honesty that a president needs to have. And that was true before we heard him talking about how he treats women.
This is not something that we can ignore. It's not something we can just sweep under the rug as just another disturbing footnote in a sad election season. Because this was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter. This was a powerful individual speaking freely and openly about sexually predatory behavior and actually bragging about kissing and groping women, using language so obscene that many of us were worried about our children hearing it when we turn on the TV.
You know, she made a powerful speech. They said it was the greatest speech of the decade, I think.
Speaking to everyone out there who respects women and saying, put your politics aside for a second and be able to call something that's indefensible, indefensible, and that's what his behavior is.
Put your politics aside for a second.
Online news is the future, and Washington, D.C. knows it. 6 in 10 Americans are getting their news from social media alone, while 1 in 5 households has dropped cable's buffet of news propaganda to research digital digital options and think for themselves. Mainstream media, with its hubris as shallow and obvious as the corporate government criminals it represents, appears to be breathing its last gasp. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sunday, October 16th, 2016. We are now only 22 short days from the November 8th election. You are listening to The Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, 22 days. Well, WikiLeaks is not disappointing. We salute them. Every 2 days, they're releasing giant data dumps of thousands of emails. Each revelation, each data dump, more over the top than the last. Today, I was sitting there this morning reading some of the earlier leaks from the week and going over them myself, deciding to kind of collate just a few dozen of the 7,000-8,000 that are out there that we're all desperately trying to go through, that the White House and others haven't even denied are accurate. They're saying, no, it's criminal to read these on air, and no one should look at them. And it's the top Democrats meeting, thanking God the American people are so stupid, and they talk about how to keep us in the dark and how to keep us dumbed down. And then that ties into this latest Podesta email, where you have the San Bernardino Islamic attack, and he's there talking to his aide, and they're going, oh, no, it's not a white guy. Commence cover-up, commence cover-up, commence cover-up. The level of racial politics is over the top. They bring in these Muslims. They go to Muslim training camps and come back. The FBI's ordered to not investigate this very husband and wife pair. They attack, and for 2 days the FBI was told, we knew this, it came out in the news, to say it wasn't terror and wasn't Islamic State, even though they pledged allegiance to Islamic State. I mean, this is how crazy and out of control all of this has gotten. But now we have the email where they're there basically manipulating and controlling the media. I mean, there are thousands of emails where they're telling the media what to do and controlling the New York Times. We already know this by watching the news, by reading the New York Times, but wow. Clinton campaign email outline effort to, quote, produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. And this is one email that has not gotten any mainstream MSN coverage. And there's so many others like it coming out that are cold-blooded, where these are not ideologues. In my view, this is criminal talk, where you're even telling your aides, in fact, that's in the email, we're horrible people, we do horrible things. And we all agree that's what we do. So we've got to increase what we're doing. And I can read to you what they say again here. And as I've mentioned, we've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general, conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry, he writes. He goes on to say, race war is what's needed. Can't make it up. He says, everything we're doing is not working anymore. The think tank recommends we go to pure cultural warfare. That's from a year ago. You can see the cultural warfare. They came out on Friday, Hillary Clinton's spokeswoman, and attacked Donald Trump, yours truly, and Steve Bannon. They said, oh, it's very dangerous to listen to Alex Jones. It's definite that Trump is reading right from Jones's playbook. No, he's actually doing his own research and has the former head of defense intelligence advising him, which might as well be me. Because I know what I'm talking about. I do research. I don't put out what I want to put out. I put out the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because my credibility is all I got. And I'll never give it up for anybody. Quote Tony Montana, there's only two things you got in this world, your word and your huevos, and I ain't breaking them for nobody. You got my word that I will never deceive you, never lie to you, and I will always tell you the absolute truth that we can come up with. And we all see through rose-colored glasses. As the Bible says, we all have distortions, we all have prejudices, let's not lie about it, but I am really trying to be honest with you, as honest as I can. By the way, it's a lot easier to just be honest. I don't try to keep track of stuff. I just tell the truth, move on. You'll hear me say something 5 years ago, it's the same thing now. Because it's just going with the facts. Now, there is so much to hit today. We've got a bunch of WikiLeaks we didn't get to on Friday. We've got the new one that came out today. We've got them conspiring to keep with the EU, that's who runs immigration in England, Michael Savage and thousands of others from being able to fly into the country because they wanted to set a model for if they don't like your politics, you can't travel, you can't have a job. I mean, that's what the Nazis did. And there it is, topofdrugsreport.com, WorldNet Daily, Sharia law, Clinton kept Savage on hate list. Clinton kept Savage on hate list so he couldn't travel because it's a beta test. And a lot of fools out there go, I don't care. I don't care. I mean, I know a lot of talk show hosts are like, oh, good. I hope Limbaugh has a heart attack. I hope all these old guys go away. That gives us a shot at the future. That is mindless thinking, folks. Like when someone has something bad happen to them, you somehow get ahead. They get away with this. We all lose our rights, folks. That's why they were persecuting Michael Moore for his speech. I would stand up for him, even if I disagree with his speech. But notice they don't agree with our speech. They want to shut our speech down. That's in all the emails. It's in the emails from a month ago, over a month ago, that Soros wants to use the UN takeover of the Internet that was coming up. This was a year ago, came out a month ago. The UN takeover happened 16 days ago. And he said, once the UN takes over, we want to start restricting speech using these models. And now they've got Khan, the Islamic mayor of London, saying, you're not going to have bathing suits on the sides of your advertising. And we're going to implement Sharia law, and I don't apologize for it. And then he comes here and lectures Americans on how we have to accept all this. These people are naked, flaming criminals, in my view. Now, before I get to the big news of the day, I want to break something down. I was here working most of the day yesterday and today because we got 22 days after the election. This is a world-changing election. It's a referendum on nationalism versus globalism, Americanism versus tyranny. And the Liberty Movement has broken through. People are understanding, just like they did in the UK, that they were under EU control, the same globalist unelected system. Magic things are happening right now. But I had a late lunch. I went to a local sports bar that has decent food that's close to the office. And I watched for about 45 minutes while I ate all these men not having conversations with their wives and children, all watching different football screens and coming over to me and asking me what I thought of football. And I realized, talk about echo chamber. They are in their own world. Our country's being robbed by offshore megabanks that admit they want to destroy our economy and consolidate control, break up the family, and make us total serfs. They're starting a huge war with Russia. I'm going to get to after the break. Just over the top new developments that are so huge, I can't even believe it. The biggest ever. And they're compartmentalized. And then you got folks that are in their bike riding clubs. That's all they care about. Or folks that are in their church club, and that's all they care about. Or liberals that are kind of in their own echo chamber of pseudo-intellectualism and you know, being traffic cops and language police. Then I thought about mainline libertarians, patriots, and conservatives. We've got to get outside our echo chamber, which is what I've done for 20-something years, and reach out to everybody and really make a noise however we can to shake people out of their complacency and their trance. we have a mixture of what I term mass Stockholm syndrome, or victims defending their victimizers, and learned helplessness. But more than learned helplessness and more than mass Stockholm syndrome, it is the normalcy bias. People in North Korea, even though a third of their population has been starved to death the last 30 years, even though the government is the most corrupt on earth, totally insane with a little fat clown running it, despite all that disconnect, the average person in North Korea was born into it, and they don't know the difference. And that's the real danger here, is the normalcy bias. And also people think being lazy and not being involved is super cool. Well, here's the good news. Those people that don't care and don't see themselves in the role of resisting tyranny, they don't count either way. They decided to not exist. Those of us that are awake and do care outnumber the parasites and their controllers many times over. We have the ingenuity, we have the skill, we have the will, and we have history and providence on our side. We will win. Now, the huge news that's only being reported in foreign papers, but I've looked at the law, I've looked at the codes, I've looked at the announcements, and I've got the gravest news in our 21 years. When we come back, the Soros group that has hijacked our government has officially declared war on Russia and served them notice of military attacks being imminent.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new 4-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I shot a detailed report before airtime today, so that I could add all the research, all the documents, all the video clips in. We're going to premiere that report. It's 13 minutes long, so it'll take one segment and part of another coming up at the start of the next segment. And the video will be posted. It's being uploaded right now by the next hour, by the second hour at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it deals with the fact that the occupied United States, this country run by Soros, Goldman Sachs, and a few megabanks, openly is already prosecuting asymmetrical warfare in four different countries bordering Russia and in Syria. They are also admittedly putting out white papers that they're trying to overthrow Russia internally. They are also admitting in the latest WikiLeaks documents that they are trying to basically end the free press in this country, and that they believe a war with Russia will be the political distraction they need. Now, we've known this for a while, but this has now been confirmed in triplicate. They don't really even try to hide it, quite frankly. And we noticed that over a month ago, Hillary came out and said, if there's a cyber attack by Russia, we should militarily strike them. Then we noticed that NORTHCOM and NATO and all of them came out and said, that's our new policy. Which is saying, anybody hacks us, we just think it's you, we're going to militarily hit you, not just cyber attack. Then Joe Biden came out last Wednesday from a clip that aired today on Meet the Press, because they shot it back on Wednesday. But they aired just a clip promoting the show this Sunday, where he said, we're going to launch a massive cyber attack in the next few weeks against Russia. And if they respond, we're basically going to militarily hit you. So they're poking the bear right before the election, 22 days out. This is a giant October-November surprise. This is so classic to have a regime that's in trouble start a war. That is the classic 101 move of a tyrant. And it's all over the British, German, Russian, Japanese news, Brazilian. Everybody sees what it is. We're acting worse than Fidel Castro. The people that have hijacked our government have been caught in a criminal conspiracy against this nation. And they came out. The White House spokesman last week, Obama last week, and Hillary's spokeswoman on Friday, naming me by name and saying that my dangerous ideas have made it into Trump. Now, I'd love to take credit for that. But quite frankly, I'm telling you what's really going on. Trump's being advised by Senator Sessions and General Flynn. If you want to know who he mainly listens to, and both men basically sound just like me. You know why? We're not in an echo chamber, folks. We can all get up and see the sunrise in the morning and agree it's a sunrise. We can all agree that if we drink a glass of lemonade, it's lemonade. We can all agree when we see tyranny, it's tyranny. So Clinton spokeswoman, Trump campaign overtaken by Breitbart and InfoWars. They act like his greatest strength is his greatest weakness. He comes out and says there's a conspiracy against the American people and the media is part of it. There's a global government being set up. They're taking our liberties. They're trying to start a war. It's the truth. This is such an incredible moment, and they know they're way behind in the polls. That's actually even coming out in mainstream news. They know Hillary, and these emails are devastating. There's new ones out that I'm going to get to. Just analyzing five of these emails took us 30 minutes today, where they know they're violating federal law, and the emails they say they are, and they laugh about it and say it doesn't matter, we're in charge. I mean, we've got them saying we are committing crimes. Just what Tosh Plumlee, the CIA whistleblower, said here 4 years ago. using the State Department to ship illegal stuff out of the United States. Weapons, you name it. I mean, just right here, folks, we have them. This stack right here gives me, I just got chills. I don't say that on purpose. I mean, I just get chills. I usually get chills maybe once a month when I talk about some story. Little kids burning up at Waco, the Hillary giving the order to go in and kill everybody. That came out in Congress. I got chills then. Now I get them every few minutes because this is just so incredible. How many of these devastating bombshells do we need? Now, they tend to launch big wars when the economy is about to implode. Notice Deutsche Bank, they say, is going down imminently. It could be it's imminent. It could happen any time, any moment. Worse than Lehman Brothers, 50 times bigger or more. The same Clintons, Larry Summers folks created the derivatives, set that whole scam up. The time bomb is ticking down. It's happening now. And we've got Hillary Clinton. Remember this drumbeat that if you're against Hillary, you're for the Russians? It's ridiculous. And then we saw the head general, this is coming up, the head of the army say, Russia thinks they're going to bring down the EU and have the Brexit and blah, blah, blah. I'll hit you harder than you've ever been hit. The idea that people want out of the EU that they never voted to be part of because Russia's doing it? The idea that people want out of the EU and England because of the Russians? UKIP was founded 25 years ago. It has nothing to do with the Russians. The British people want to run their own country. And the same thing here. I want my own country. I don't want to be run by George Soros and Goldman Sachs. And so the answer is, I'm anti-Semitic. Well, I mean, I'm sorry George Soros claims he's Jewish. The guy helped round up Jews. He was a frickin' Nazi collaborator. It's not my fault he's Jewish. There's a lot of folks in it that aren't Jewish. But the thing is, you bring all this race garbage in. Kind of like when I was saying famously, hey, folks, Obamacare's got death panels and doubles prices. They had MSNBC say Alex Jones is against it because Obama's a black man and he's deeply racist. See, that's nothing to do with Obama. A bunch of foreign insurance companies basically wrote this thing. Again, we're being looted because our regulators are controlled by foreign interests. Other countries don't let people come in and loot them like this. Only third world countries do. And we act like a third world country that just bends the people over to every foreign interest and a paycheck. And the whole world sees it. And the Russians, after the fall of the Soviet Union for a decade, were treated like a $2 whore as well. And they're finally pulling away. And that's what's happening. And if you actually read the Financial Times of London or you read Global's publications, they admit, they go, world government's in trouble. Our whole program's falling apart. And I guess we did rip everybody off. We kind of deserve it. We better reform ourselves. People are really mad. Let's call ourselves liberal New World Order now. These are real headlines. I've got the articles. I'm going to show them to TV viewers and give listeners the headlines. I mean, they admit they're setting up world government. They admit it's unelected. They admit it's horrible. And then they say none of us are allowed to leave or the U.S. Army and sitcom's going to kill us. There's about to be a war bigger than World War II. And if you think you're going to bring down the EU or NATO or get us out of Brexit, we'll hit you harder than you've ever been hit before. Oh, I guess go ahead and hit me then. Hell, nuke Texas then because the governor here doesn't want to be under the feds and the globalists. I mean, hell, nuke us all. Dig up John Wayne's body. Burn it. He's a Russian agent. George Washington's a Russian agent. He didn't fight the British redcoats because they were enslaving and had high taxes and were press-ganging people into forced naval service. No. George Washington was getting orders from Vladimir Putin, who got the time machine and went back and did it. And the British, again, they are not pulling out of the EU because they don't want the massive taxes and open borders and all the regulations and scams, 90% of their laws being made by the EU. They're doing it because they're Russian agents. But, folks, you say, well, nobody's buying that. They're launching a cyber attack against Russia, claiming they attacked here. And then they say, or we may launch a military attack. In doctrine, that's a declaration of war, saying we're going to attack you, clearly trying to trick the Russians into a response. Or they might even do that. They may just false flag and claim the Russians did it. The next 22 days, folks, terror attacks, economic crises, cyber attacks. Will they knock out East Coast power during the election? Suspend it, claiming the Russians did it? Anything is on the table. But clearly, blame the Russian card in their fist is the main ace card they've got. And we're here to expose it and blow their operation. Because the globalists are the outlanders.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
Basically. And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
22 days out from a historic election, a referendum against unelected global corporate government. There are more articles today about confirmed leprosy, bubonic plague in the United States. One of the fastest growing businesses in the U.S. is lice and bed bug removal.
The infant mortality rate is the worst in the industrialized world. We were the best 50 years ago. I only throw that out there to show you globalism is meant to suck your country dry and kill your prosperity. Now, I'm going to get to this special report, but folks need to understand you've got to listen to the second hour today because we're going to get into the rest of the amazing news. Suddenly, I've seen the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others try to regain a little bit of credibility because they know they've destroyed themselves so badly, and Trump at internal polls is still 10, 15 points ahead. They know there's a mega massive landslide coming, so they're hedging their bets. They're admitting that in Haiti, Hillary and Bill, I mean, Chelsea even admitted, robbed and basically killed people with their actions on purpose. It's coming out that Hillary has been involved in massive criminal activity. They know there's no way they're going to be able to prop her up, even if she gets into office. They're figuring that out now. The elites are. They don't know what to do. And that's why Axelrod has come out, and I said this last week. Trump annihilated her last week, last Sunday. If he does it again Wednesday from Vegas, and our reporters are going to be there. We're going to be interviewing Nigel Farage, who's advising him and others. Notice how he turned around with Nigel Farage. I mean, that's like the Alex Jones of the UK, folks, and beyond. He's going to devastate her. And they're thinking about her not showing now. And notice she's not seen, but every 4 or 5 days, she's got proxies out. She's super sick. I pointed out, I believe she's getting blood transfusions to be able to even go from looking like she's dead to looking like she's okay. She still had to sit down last week most of the time. Clearly, she's being given speed-type drugs, and Trump wants her drug tested. He's saying he'll get drug tested. I mean, Hillary's on Parkinson's medication. So they're in free fall. Now, what do they think is going to save their bacon? I shot this 13-minute report. We're going to air it in this segment the next. It's going up on Infowars.com the next hour. You need to get it out to everybody. There's several other reports along the same line, but this is the big kahuna that breaks it down from every angle. The only part I didn't get into in this report is something I filed earlier this morning, and that's their plan B after this one. And that's the billions spent by the Ford Foundation, Soros, and White House-funded groups in the last 6, 7 years to create racial division and prepare a destabilization technique with communist Islamic sleeper cells they brought into Europe and the U.S. and the Black Lives Matter crowd to kill police and local government folks en masse, burn down major cities as a pretext to force capitulation to federal slash globalization. And that, of course, is in the emails as well. We need to use demographic warfare to control the people. So we know they've done this in other areas of the Middle East. They've done it in Eastern Europe, Ukraine. They used anti-police sentiment to launch that civil war that overthrew the elected government. This isn't a defense of the police whole hog. It's a defense of we're not going to have outside groups overthrow the country. And that's what they're doing. So we're on a razor's edge here. And notice, just happened today, breaking, Republican Party headquarters is firebombed. That's the Daily Mail. And an adjacent building is dubbed with a Nazi graffiti in North Carolina. See, it's okay, though, because they're Republicans. They're all Nazis, see? They've been dehumanized. But Hillary's false flag is to blame Russia for all the different hacks. Most of it's U.S. government people. We have that from Mr. Benny, former head of the NSA technical. DNC people that see the corruption, Bernie Sanders people, they get shot in the back. The Russians admitted they hacked 6 years ago the UN emails where they were hiding the decline and in line to get a carbon tax. I mean, we have them. So the other facet of this is the larger cultural destabilization, and that's in the latest WikiLeaks. Podesta today says, oh, no, it's Arabs that shot up the school. Oh, we've got a – oh, no, it's not a white guy. Ugh. Too bad. Well, make sure we don't call it terror. So that's the narrative, folks, because they're getting their sleeper cells in place, 80% military-age men, as their backup. That's their shock troops. Then they play the part of the saviors, rounding the folks up they brought in. Keep telling you this, but now we have the emails. This is serious asymmetrical warfare we're facing. His last email, last one came out 2 days before Scalia was found dead. And they go, yeah, we're about to have some wet work, batten down the hatches and get ready. This is going to be rough. Yeah, a lot of wet work going on out there. That means assassinations. Okay, but let's start the report. Most of it will plan the next segment. It's going up on Infowars.com very, very soon. This deals with the buildup, the preparation, all of it, to have the foreign globalists take over America, and then when the nationalists say no, Well, obviously, everybody's going to go with the nationalist. So you say they're enemy agents while you start a war that gets the public all angry and to psychologically line up behind the central government itself, a corporate takeover. Here it is.
The information that I'm about to relay to you is the most grave that I've ever reported in my 21 years on air. It is so Armageddon in nature that I find it hard to believe this is actually happening in the year 2016. The United States, hijacked by globalist forces, has openly in the last week declared de facto war against Russia.
Well, we sent a message out to Putin.
We're sending a message.
The United States military will stop you, and we will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before.
Russia's hacked into a lot of things. China's hacked into a lot of things. Russia even hacked into the Democratic National Committee. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
The message will know it. He'll know it. And it'll be at the time of our choosing and under the circumstances that have the greatest impact.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
I think it would be great if we got along with Russia because we could fight ISIS together as an example.
We could slide into nuclear war very quickly from her declared policy in Syria. So I won't sleep well at night if Donald Trump is elected, but I sure won't sleep well at night if Hillary Clinton is elected.
Future high-end war between nation states and great powers, very highly lethal, unlike anything our army has experienced, at least since World War II.
So a message is going to be sent. Will the public know it?
I hope not.
We're going to get to the de facto declaration of war and the preparations for physical war and what the head of the army says will have as high a casualty level as World War II in a moment. But first, the background that's undisputed. Russia only has two military bases outside of its country. It's not expansionist. It's fighting radical Islam around the world and should be an ally of the United States. And many of our top generals and admirals and others have been on record saying that fact. The threat is radical Islam and China, not Russia.
I think it would be great if we got along with Russia because we could fight ISIS together as an example.
The reason the globalists are so upset at Trump is they know he's being advised by the former head of defense intelligence, General Flynn, who exposed the fact that Obama and Hillary were expanding ISIS and Al-Qaeda worldwide 3 years ago.
You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around, you saw this analysis,
sure,
and you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
The administration turned a blind eye to your analysis.
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafist Al-Qaeda and Muslim
Brotherhood. A willful decision to do what they're doing.
The multinational corporations that brag at the Davos Forum that they've hijacked Europe and the United States and many other Western countries are a multinational outside force, basically taking over our nations and colonizing us with their world.
All right, when we come back, it gets to the real meat and potatoes, where they're announcing that they're going to launch a cyber war against Russia and a physical one, and are basically telling the generals to prepare to start striking. They've gone to Defense Condition 3, and the word is secretly to Defense Condition 2. But Defense Condition 3 is a 15-minute scramble readiness with the pilots waiting with the loaded bombers, with the cruise missiles and the rest of it ready to go. But there's been a new WikiLeaks everybody's freaking out about. It's Hillary admitting that they're in command of ISIS.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So the criminals running our government are basically declaring war against Russia, trying to trick Russia into a larger war to distract during the election. This is so obvious. Here's the rest of the report. They need to have an outside threat to fool nationalists to give up their sovereignty to globalism in the name of protecting nationalism. That's why when the UK pulls out of the unelected dictatorial EU, mainstream media claims the Russians are behind it. That's why when Donald Trump and myself and others call for restoring our borders and doing better trade deals and not ceding our authority to the TPP, they claim we're Russian agents. Because Russia itself is pulling out of the New World Order. The UK is doing it, and so are we. So if you're a foreign group taking a country over, what do? You start pointing fingers at the patriots internally who are trying to save the country and claim they're foreign Ruski agents. By midsummer, we had seen WikiLeaks, DC Leaks, and other organizations dump hundreds of thousands of pages of hacked emails on the web showing the organized crime operation going on between the Democrats, the mainstream media, and the foreign banks that literally own and control them. So to divert the public from the crimes they'd committed, they doubled down and said, see, the Russians are involved in taking over our elections and manipulating things, but they showed no evidence. By late August, Hillary Clinton was 10 to 15 points in national polls behind Donald Trump. They were panicking. I began to see rumblings from the UN and the EU that they were going to send 10 times the number of observers they normally would to oversee our elections. That's why I went on air and said, we need to look at the attempt by Hillary to steal this election. She stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. The sky's the limit. Obama came out 2 weeks later and basically said I was crazy. Election fraud didn't exist. Then, 2 weeks after that, they announced that they were going to federalize the elections to keep them safe from right-wingers and the Russians. Then, on September 1st, Democratic Party nominee goes on national television and says that if we think Russia has launched any type of cyber attack on the U.S., that we'll launch a cyber attack on them and maybe even use physical military force.
You've seen reports. Russia's hacked into a lot of things. China's hacked into a lot of things. Russia even hacked into the Democratic National Committee. Maybe even some state election systems. So we've got to step up our game. Make sure we are well defended and able to take the fight to those who go after us. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
On cue for the next month, the leading story every night is that Russia is taking over the elections, that Russia has spies everywhere, and that Donald Trump works for them. Then, on October 7th, the director of National Intelligence, getting his information from the CIA, comes out and says, we know it's the Russians, they have cyber-attacked us officially, but gave no evidence. Then a week later, Vice President Joe Biden, in mafioso style, goes on Meet the Press and tells Russia, we're going to send you a message with a massive cyber attack. We've got incredible capabilities. We're going to show you.
Why haven't we sent a message yet to Putin?
We're sending a message. We have the capacity to do it. And the message
he'll
we
know
sent,
it.
He'll know it. And it'll be at the time of our choosing and under the circumstances that have the greatest impact. The capacity to do, to fundamentally alter the election is not what people think. And I tell you what, to the extent that they do, we will be proportional in what we do. And
so a message is going to be sent. Will the public know it?
I hope not.
And this is where the critical bureaucratic declaration of war outside of Congress's authority comes in. Because we have the Director of National Intelligence. We have the intelligence agency heads. We have Mrs. Clinton. We have Joe Biden. We have Obama meeting with top generals just 2 days ago talking about war with Russia in preparation and saying their new doctrine is if you cyber attack us, we will cyber attack you and or both hit you with a military response in Hillary Clinton's own words. And guess what? That's the new NATO doctrine they announced a month ago, that they may hit Russia first, or if any cyber attacks, any hacking of any type, come from the massive country of Russia, that they will take that as an act of war. From any angle you look at, we are now officially at war with Russia, and this is surpassing anything that ever happened in the Cold War, according to even mainline analysts. And we have proxy wars on the border of Russia in Ukraine and in Russia's backyard in Syria. And we have top generals in Congress, like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dumford, saying, look, you're asking me to put up a no-fly zone and shoot down Russian aircraft. They're going to attack us back. That is an act of war.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
In summation, why is all of this happening? Well, about a week ago, General Milley, the head of the army, explained why. If you try to have the Brexit, or if Russia tries to pull out of the New World Order, or if patriots worldwide support the collapse of the EU because it's unelected, our military, working for the globalist, will hit you harder than you've ever been hit before. That's the message. And Russia is being scapegoated for the unraveling of the New World Order and world government.
The United States military, despite all our challenges, despite our op tempo, despite everything we've been doing, we'll stop you and we will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before. Make no mistake about that. Other countries, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, went to school on us. They closely watched how we fought in 91 and 03. They studied our doctrine, our tactics, our equipment, our organization, our training, and our leadership. And in turn, they revised their own doctrines, and they are rapidly modernizing the military today to avoid our strengths in hopes of defeating us at some point in the future. First, not surprisingly, is that we'll be highly lethal, very highly lethal, unlike anything our army has experienced, at least since World War II.
The world is in global turmoil. Major banks are going under on a routine basis. The biggest bank in Germany, Deutsche Bank, is teetering on the edge of collapse and will make Lehman Brothers look tame in comparison. And historically, when major collapses begin to happen, countries and empires tend to start wars as a political distraction so they can blame the international financial crises on the war itself and not on their own failed policies. And, of course, they want to influence the election here. Every globalist publication from the Washington Post to the Financial Times of London to The Economist admits that with Brexit pulling out of the euro and with Russia pulling out of globalism, what's happening here with nationalism and Trump, they're on their last legs and they've got to prop Hillary up. She is their Stalingrad. She is their Waterloo. If she falls there, they believe in their own words, their whole system will completely unravel. Well, I got news for them. It's already unraveling. But they believe that if they can trick Russia into a physical war or cyber attack Russia and get Russia to respond back, they can then pull false flags during the election and use that as an excuse to blame Russia for any election problems. Then Homeland Security has to come in to federalize it further to protect the vote. The good news is, across the political spectrum, the intelligentsia is really waking up to the fact that we have a very dangerous criminal group in control of our country that wants to stay in control and who might even start a nuclear war to do so. And that's why the head of the Green Party and others have come out and said that Hillary Clinton is much more dangerous than Donald Trump because she says that she wants a war with Russia, she wants a war with Iran and others.
Under Hillary Clinton, we could slide into nuclear war very quickly from her declared policy in Syria. So I won't sleep well at night if Donald Trump is elected, but I sure won't sleep well at night if Hillary Clinton is elected.
The ball is now in your court. History is repeating itself in a very, very dangerous fashion. The criminal elements that have hijacked our country are trying to start physical wars with Russia and others. They're opening our borders up, bringing in jihadis here to destabilize things as well. They're taking over our election processes to, quote, protect it from the Russians, even as they announce they're going to launch a massive cyber attack against Russia in retaliation for something they can't even prove Russia did. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical time, probably one of the most critical times in all of human history and development. It's now time to hit a knee and start asking God to basically open more people's eyes up and that we would have peace on this planet and not thermonuclear war. The people are ready to be awakened. Please take this special report, email it to members of Congress, to local talk show hosts, and to mainstream media, and say it's time to wake up and turn this country and the world around from the brink of Armageddon.
Tell folks, tune in. Pivotal election is now only 22 days out. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.